really didn't belong to them, but legally, the law says they did.
Basil Tiny Woods Rooters had
a big old tusk sticking out of them.
And what would stand up on their back when you got a man?
Oh, you get a man, that old the hair on their back would stand up. The bristle, the bristle on bristle is what you call on the hog, but we call it hair too, but it's bristle stiff. And you know, it used to be that people raised hogs out in the river swamp. And back when I was a kid, and they'd go down and take a little corn to them and call them up and feed them, but they had a mark. They'd cut their ears and have certain marks on them, and everybody had to register their mark with the circle court. Kept a record of it. But do you know the law is now these marks are no good anymore. There's no such thing as a mark. You go out on the river swamp, if you find a hog out there and you hunting, you want him, you kill it. It's your hog, unless he's in a pen or in somebody's field, penned up. But if he's on the loose, he's yours.
The little ones are...
A little show.
Got a little size on them. What about a female that hadn't been bred?
One that hadn't been bred?
Yeah.
Well, it was a little choke or a sow.
And what would you do to a hog when you didn't want him to grow up? I mean, to be a...
To be a breeding hog, you cut his nuts out and make a bar out of him. I don't really know that they'd cut him out. A veterinarian or a person that knew how, they'd reach up there and cut a certain string and it would keep them from breeding anymore. In fact, I have a son-in-law like that. They do that now.
Yeah. County
Aid. Huh?
County
Aid. No. Another son-in-law, one of the leading singers, he'd gotten to the point where he just felt like three was a family and he couldn't afford any more.
What?
So.
Oh, your son-in-law?
My son-in-law.
Had a bisectomy. Oh, whoa.
Same thing. And
oh, I thought you said he did.
No. He used to breed cows, artificial breeding. Artificial insemination, I believe they call it. That was a horrible thing to watch someone breed a cow like that.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, they brought some good stock in this country like that. They used to have some fine cows, dairy cattle.
When
the
cow was gonna have a calf, she'd go back in the woods when she was gonna.
When she's going to deliver, she'd go off to where she could have a little peace and quiet, I suppose. That's just the intuition. And usually that's off in the woods, in a holler somewhere. And she'd try to hide her calf. She didn't want nothing to harm it.
How would you call your pig?
Well, I'm not in the pig calling contest, but we get out and say, pig, pig, pig.
Okay. When a cow was when you're feeding them, she'd start to go up. When she wanted to feed,
she'd start lowing.
And a horse?
Braying. A horse would bray. I got ticklish, my little grandbaby. Hadn't been with him too much. He was be 2 years old this October. And he's just beginning to put a few phrases together. And we went with him on this trip. They invited, wanted us to go with them and give us a treat for our anniversary. So he was fine as he could be, but they got him a little